Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Bechoros, and we begin the ninth parak of Maseches Bechoros. And now we are going to talk about Meiser Behemah. Now we're not really talking about a Bechor anymore, we're talking about a different din called Meiser, where the halacha is every year you take all the newborn babies that were born, newborn animals, goats, or whatever, that were born in your flock, you put them in a giant pen, and you open the door just a bit, and you let them out one by one, and the tenth animal out is considered Meiser, and is brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and the owner is allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. Unless it develops a mum, then you can't bring it as a carbon, then you just eat it like regular meat. So Meiser Behemah Noig Baritu B'Chutzlaritz. The din of Meiser Behemah applies even in Chutzlaritz, B'fnei Abayis, Shlo B'fnei Abayis, and it applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, B'Chulin Avalo B'Mikdashin. It only applies to Chulin animals, not Hegdish animals. V'Noig B'Bakar V'Ton, it applies to cows and to sheep. But they get counted separately. You don't put a bunch of cows and sheep in the same pen and then count them out. B'kvasim, it applies to sheep and to goats. Umis asrin mize al zeba. Sheep and goats are the same category. You can put them all in the same pen. B'chadosh v'yashon, it applies to new animals and to old animals. Vein misasrin mize al zeh. Meaning, if you didn't take Meiser Behemah from last year's animals, so you got to put all of last year's animals in their own separate pen. Shayi b'din, that a person might have thought that you shouldn't put sheep and goats together. If this year's animals and last year's animals, shenem klayim zebza, which would not be a problem of klayim if they crossbreeded, because there's no age issue when it comes to klayim. And nevertheless, ein misasim zelza. When it comes to Meiser Behemah, they're separated out. Hakvasim vayizim shen klayim zebza. Sheep and goats, which are klayim with one another, ein odin shalei sasim zelza. All the more they need to be separated out. So tamalomar vitzon. That's why it says vitzon. That all tzon are in the same category when it comes to Meiser Behemah. Mishnah base. Meiser Behemah is sort of kumlo regel behemah roa. The Meiser Behemah is combines to be part of your flock as far as grazing animals are able to roam around, and you could still one shepherd could still keep an eye on them. So meaning that they're all considered to be part of the same flock. V'kami hi regel behemah roa. How long is that? How big of a space is that? Shisha aser mil. We assume it's 16 mil of space. So if you have only six newborn animals in one place, and more than 16 mil away, another four newborn animals, then they don't combine for a Meiser Behemah. But if they're within 16 mil, then they do combine. You put them all in the same pen, and you need to take Meiser Behemah. If there's 32 mil in between them, and then they don't combine. But if the owner had some other animals in between, halfway between those two groups of 30 that are 32 mil apart, maybe a Masrim Bamsa. You bring them all to the place in the middle, and that's where you take the Meiser from. Rameir Omer Hayardin Mafsik LeMeiser Behemah. That if you have some animals on one side of the Yarden and some on the other side of the Yarden, they don't combine when it comes to Meiser Behemah. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we said that Meiser Behemah applies even in Chutz Laaretz, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, but only on Chulin animals, not on Hegdish animals, and it applies to cattle and to sheep, but not together, separately. Kvasim and Nizim together, old animals and new animals separately, and even though one might have thought that if old animals and new animals are separately, Kvasim and Nizim should for sure be separate, so the Pasuk has to tell me that Tzon is all considered a single category. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that Meiser Behemah is mitzarif, the different animals are mitzarif with one another, if they're within 16 mil. If you have other animals, they're 32 mil apart, but you have other animals in the middle, you bring them all to the middle and you take Meiser Behemah. Reb Meir holds that the yarding creates a separation as far as Meiser Behemah is concerned. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel.